On November 24th at Paris's Quai Branly Jacques Chirac Museum, a young Pakistani woman named Golalai Ismail received the prize for the prevention of conflict from the hands of France's President François Hollande. Golalai Ismail is one of four young women who put together an organization called Aware Girls, which is active in the northwest and tribal areas of Pakistan. Aware Girls works to strengthen the leadership capacity of young women and girls so that they can be agents of social change in their communities. Golalai, her younger sister, and two of their friends founded Aware Girls when they were just teenagers, and 14 years later, their organization is going strong. After the awards ceremony, Golalai stopped by RFI to talk to us about Aware Girls.
So, Aware Girls is a young woman-led organization. It is based in the northwest of Pakistan, a town known as Peshawar. And in Aware Girls, we work on strengthening leadership skills of young women so that they can act as agents of change in their own lives. They can claim their own rights, they can speak up for their own rights, and also that they can act as agents of change in their communities so that they can change the norms and values which perpetuates discrimination, which restricts women access to information, women access to decision making, or women's access to their human rights. And we also work on creating an enabling environment, an environment where young women can exercise their human rights. Because if you want a world where young women are empowered, then you also need legislative measures, you need institutions for protection of women's rights. So we also work on creating that enabling environment. And one of the most important work that we do, and for which we have received the award, I think, is the work we do on peace building. We work on countering violent extremism in Pakistan, which means that we are working on preventing young people from joining militant organizations, from joining violent groups. We are working on promoting peace activism among young people, because if you want to prevent young people from joining militant organizations, or we want to take out oxygen from the militancy and militant ideology, then we have to keep young people in the center, because young people are the largest population. They are the most vulnerable and they are the most potential peace activists as well. So when we invest in the energies of young people, when we keep young people in the center, we build their capacity as peace leaders, and then these people, young people, they go back to their communities, they identify young people who are vulnerable to extremist organizations, they work with them using peer education to prevent them, to change their mindset, they work in the community to promote a culture of non-violence, to promote culture of coexistence, tolerance and pluralism. So they do all these nice things to make our community a better place and to reshape their communities. And we also focus a lot on including women in peace building processes, because we cannot achieve if we exclude women from the equation of peace. So we work on making sure that young women and girls are part of the journey towards peace building process.
Golalai is passionate about the impact on youth from the Youth Peace Network. She says that one person saved from violence and extremism can change an entire community.
We have one amazing young person who is part of the group. His name is Farooq Afridi. And I will tell his story, that how he joined the Youth Peace Network when he was living in the tribal areas of Pakistan. And he was supposed to live by the code of conduct of Taliban, which meant that he had to dress in a specific way. He had to shape his beard in a specific way. He was supposed to pray five times in a mosque and all other. He had to follow the code of conduct. And he didn't want to follow the code of conduct of Taliban. So most of the time he would stay in home. But one day the Taliban found out that there's one guy who's not coming to mosque and who's shaving. And it was an offense. So they came to the home. They took him out. And Farooq says that was such a matter of embarrassment for him when he was taken by the Taliban. He wanted to die right at that moment. He didn't want to live. And when he was sent to the detention center of Taliban, he saw that how inhuman behavior the Taliban were doing in the detention centers with the prisoners in those centers. They were very violent towards old men. So he was very shattered. But luckily, the elder brother of Farooq paid paid a huge amount of money to release him from the detention center. But once he was released, Farooq was so disheartened. He didn't want to live again in his village. So he came back. So he came to Peshawar and he started living with his friend in a hostel. And when he was in the hostel, he met with one member of the Youth Peace Network, like he met one member of our organization. And the member told him that how he should not lose his hope and that he can be an agent of change. And instead of leaving his village, he can do something to bring changes in his community so that what happens to him don't happen to anyone else. So Farooq thought, okay, let me give it a try. He came to one of our trainings, which was recommended to him. He attended the 1 week training, and that 1 week training he spent that week with other youth peace activists from around the tribal areas and the northeast of Pakistan, and he learned a lot about peace building skills, about how he can play his role in peace. He became so inspired that he went back to his village, and at that time, like few years back, when Taliban were really had a strong control on that area and had banned all kind of activities such as sports or anything which makes people come together, sports were banned. But at that time, he organized a sports festival. He organized a cricket festival to raise funds. And once he raised funds from that cricket festival, sports festival, he used that funds to admit children in school who were vulnerable to the militant organizations, who were vulnerable to joining militant organizations. He sent those children to school, and then he started with his friends. He started an organization, and now that organization raises funds from the local people. They don't take any foreign aid. They raise funds from the local elders. They tell local elders that how important education is for the children of the tribal areas. If they want peace, they have to educate their children. So he raised funds and he sent all these children in his village to school. And then he also organized peace education in the schools, because he realizes that that school education may not only be enough to make them better human beings or peaceful human beings. So he also conduct peace educations in these schools. So this is like the power of one young person. I think that when you invest in one young person, the things they can do in their communities, it's like amazing. They can change their whole communities when you empower one young person.
Golale Ismail says the same ripple effect happens in the Aware Girls programs for training young women to enter political life. One person becomes three, then 10, then a community.
3 years back, we started a specific program on building leadership skills of young women so that they can run for elections and they can take part in the civic and political process of their communities. Out of the 30 trained young women, 3 women decided that they will run for the local elections happening in a few years. And these 3 women, they inspired and motivated 7 other women in their communities to run for elections. So last year, when local elections were happening, 10 young women were getting part in the local elections who were somehow linked with Aware Girls. So this is like the power. Like we trained 3 women were trained, and they replicated the empowerment to 7 other women. So this is the power of women. This is the power of young people. And that is why Aware Girls work with women and work with young people, because we think that if you bring them in the center of equation for peace building and development, you can really bring change. And that's why, despite of the threats we have been facing, despite of the negative propaganda, we always go back to our communities. We look to the impact these women and young people have been bringing in their communities in partnership with us. And it inspires us so much that we're like, we don't care how many threats there are. We are having an impact. We will continue doing it.
You are one brave young woman, Gulalai.
There are so many other brave young women in Pakistan. I am one of them.
Golale Ismail plans on using the prize money from the Jacques Chirac Foundation to expand the Youth Peace Network in Northwest Pakistan. To find out more about Aware Girls and their work, go to their website at awaregirls.org. For RFI, I'm Susan Owensby in Paris.